Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 302. Today I'm sharing with you the top four books that you absolutely must have on your Kindle, on your Audible. Preferably with these books specifically that we're going to talk about, you probably actually want the physical hard copy because it's something that you are going to reference back time and time again, regardless of where you're at on your intuitive eating journey.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
I've shared on the podcast before that I just freaking love audiobooks, but today I want to specifically recommend books that you get the physical copy. There is something about having these books that we're going to talk about today, which in my opinion are just like essentials, must-haves, necessary in your library, on your bookshelf, by your desk, by your bed, that you can reference along your journey. So these specifically recommend the physical copy. We're going to put links to all of these in the show notes. Now, do note that is an affiliate link. So what that means is I get like a few pennies if you use that link. So it is a great way to support the podcast, but absolutely do not feel like you have to use that link. It is just easier for me to put it all in one spot. I also want to emphasize the importance of repetition. And maybe you're listening to this podcast, you are familiar with intuitive eating, you've kind of dove all in, but it's still so important to continue to hear that message because you're going to experience new seasons of life, like we talked about on last week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. And sometimes you just need to hear messages differently in a different stage. Like I still, however many years later, I'm still listening to podcasts, to audiobooks about intuitive eating because I just learn it differently, you know, and I've been studying this for many years now, but it's just a great way for you to stay focused, to stay inspired, and to really stay the route of a non-diet approach. It's also important to note that intuitive eating is a journey. You don't just wake up one day and check a box and get a certificate that you are an intuitive eater. I always say that with clients who are starting our Reboot Bootcamp program as well. You know, you don't get to the end of this 12 weeks. It is a 12-week program, most of them. And you don't get to the end and go, okay, check, you're done. You know, that's really for many people just the beginning. And so I want to emphasize that you can read all the books, you can consume all the information, but until you actually go through the experience of rewiring your brain, of creating new positive experiences with food and fitness, like, again, it's a journey, it's not a destination. So just keep that in mind. And because intuitive eating is so trendy, it is growing in popularity on social media, you know, even on TV, you're probably starting to see more talks about intuitive eating. Please, please, please make sure that you are getting your information from reliable, from credible sources. Typically, when it comes to intuitive eating, certified intuitive eating counselors would be, in my opinion, considered kind of the gold standard. So that is actually a certification process. I've gone through it. It was developed by the creators of intuitive eating. They actually still themselves, like they don't have anybody else go through it. It's not an online course. Like it is a very intense training. It's months long. It's a combination of practical work that you have to do, like from the actual book, audio lessons, but also actually working with Evelyn Tripoli herself and going through supervision. Like there's a lot to it. So just know that, I mean, I feel like we talk about this all the time about, you know, going to the source, getting help from experts. But even when you're specializing in something, just go to the source so that you're really getting the correct information, because oversimplifying Intuitive eating, in my opinion, can be dangerous because it makes it sound like, oh, it's super easy. Just do this, not that. And it's very nuanced. There is a lot of gray area. So it's important that you just go straight to the source. And if you're new here, there are 10 principles of intuitive eating. So that is really the framework that I practice from, that really this non-diet movement comes from. And it was developed by Evelyn Tribble and Elise Resch, who are two registered dietitians. So, you know, these principles promote a positive relationship with food and a healthy body image. Things like rejecting the diet mentality, honoring your hunger and fullness, respecting your body's needs. And again, they're backed up with evidence-based research and clinical experience that supports the effectiveness of intuitive eating when it comes to improving health outcomes and reducing disordered eating behaviors. So when you're sifting through books, resources, things like that, remember that a true, you know, truly informed, truly studied or credible resource for intuitive eating is not going to support intentional weight loss. Now, we're not going to get too far into that today. Again, you can still want weight loss and work on intuitive eating, but just know that somebody who is providing that information, who is a resource, they should not be using intuitive eating to promote that, yes, you will lose weight. Like, that's never the goal of the intuitive eating journey. The first book that is absolutely essential that you have on this journey is, of course, the OG, the Bible of intuitive eating, Intuitive Eating, A Revolutionary Program That Works by Evelyn Tribble and Elise Resch. This is the source itself. There's been many editions. The latest edition came out in, I believe, 2020, and it is green. It's a green cover. So this book covers the 10 principles of intuitive eating in depth, and it provides practical tips and different strategies for actually implementing them. The authors are both registered dietitians with decades of experience in the field of nutrition. And now, like I said earlier, they actually train others to do this work in the right way as well. This book, as you know, encourages readers to reject the diet mentality, to make peace with food, to learn to trust their internal cues for hunger and fullness. But it also discusses a lot the importance of self-care, of movement, of body positivity, body neutrality, and it promotes sustainable lifestyle changes rather than restrictive and unsustainable habits, unsustainable diets. So obviously, highly recommend this. It is a thick book. It can feel like it, but it's a book that you can flip to whatever principle you're working through, because even though there are 10 principles, we don't work through them step one, step two, step three. I mean, you may bounce around. That is life. And so I always encourage clients or, you know, family, friends who are exploring this to just pick up the book and open up to a chapter that sounds interesting to you. And that's a really great way to work through those principles for you. The second must-have book on your list is the Intuitive Eating Workbook. So again, this is the 10 principles for nourishing a healthy relationship with food. It's also by Evelyn Tribble and Elise Resch. And I used to gift this to all my clients until we kind of developed our own workbook and own tools that we work through. But this is such an awesome tool because it is designed as a companion to the book. And so it provides a lot more interactive worksheets, activities. If you are somebody who struggles to read a book front to back, it gives you action steps and writing prompts to do. So if you're more of that type of learner, it's going to be an awesome tool for you. This workbook format really allows for that more personalized, more hands-on approach to learning intuitive eating, and it can be really used as a great tool for a lot of that self-reflection and growth. So for example, I have a client who will work on something in session, and then they will go to that workbook to kind of instill or really reflect on what we talked about and dive a little bit deeper with some action steps. So there's lots of helpful exercises, lots of tools from the workbook. There's food and mood journal, a hunger fullness, kind of awareness meditation, and different checklists that kind of help you just reflect on where you're at. So highly, highly recommend the workbook. And of course, like, you want that paper, you know, you don't want it as a digital copy, because trust me, you're going to want to scribble all your notes, all your thoughts on it. The third must-have book on your shelf is Anti-Diet: Reclaim Your Time, Money, Well-Being, and Happiness Through Intuitive Eating. And this is by Christy Harrison. Christy takes a really critical stance on the diet industry and its harmful effects on not just body image, but mental health and overall social justice. And what I love about Christy is she has, of course, a background as a registered dietitian, a certified intuitive eating counselor, but she's also a former journalist. So she has a really unique perspective on health at every size, on weight stigma, when it comes to her approach with intuitive eating. And she's also the host of the Food Psych podcast. We've talked about her podcast on here before. Another great resource and tool, but this book is like going to fire up. It is going to make you mad. And some of the most eye-opening concepts and arguments from that book, for me, really included not just the history of diet culture, but the history of the health at every size movement, you know, the role of social determinants of health when it comes to shaping individual behaviors. Like, you can't read this book and not just want to like rip up every single diet book out there. Like, it's going to make you want to go to Barnes and Nobles and just light that weight loss book diet section on fire. Like, that is kind of the vibe that this book gives. And I think it's great, especially if you're just diving into this. It's a great way to just open your eyes to diet culture and the industry around us. And sometimes we need that opening of our eyes, that self-awareness in order to take steps forward. And the fourth must-have book I recommend to have on your shelf, and this one you may actually keep in your kitchen, is Gentle Nutrition, which is a non-diet approach to healthy eating by Rachel Hartley. Of course, Rachel is also a registered dietitian. Again, notice the theme here. These are all the experts when it comes to nutrition. And as you know, or may have learned already, the 10th principle of intuitive eating is gentle nutrition. And so what I love about this book, it's part recipe book, part educational, but she dives a lot deeper into this principle specifically. And it's all about unlearning and relearning. What does health mean to you? And you can explore what healthy eating can really look like from a non-diet perspective. So it teaches you not only how to improve your relationship with food, but how to take care of your body with real life tips and tools and a lot of really easy, yummy recipes, maybe using foods that you had off limits when you were in the diet mentality. So it's a great way to just explore new ideas that are easy and fun. And it can be hard to find recipe books out there that aren't, you know, have calorie counts on them and weight loss focused, and diet culture can be snuck into recipe books, believe it or not. Like, it's very frustrating, right? Because it's everywhere. But if you read anti-diet, you'll know that that is very common. And so this is a really safe book, kind of a safe tool, a safe stepping stone when you're ready to go, okay, I trust my body. I'm ready to learn a little bit more about nutrition and the value of nutrients in different foods. And maybe you have a certain health condition or an area of your health that you want to improve through nutrition. So this is a great, great, great resource for that. All right, team, that is it for today's episode. I hope that you get these books. And if you do, if you dive into them, let us know, take a picture, share it on Instagram, tag us at Fit Friends Happy Hour, or you can tag my personal account at KT Hake. Either way, I would love to hear your thoughts, your takeaways. And if there's a book that you love that has really influenced your intuitive eating journey, let us know. You can also join our private community. We'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, because that is what we're here for, is to help you grow along this journey wherever you're at.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.